This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Maseches Klayim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Klay HaKerem Asurin Melezroyo Melekayim Ba'asurin Bahano. Klayim in a vineyard may not be planted or allowed to remain there, or benefiting from it in any way. Kelay Zeroyim Asurim Melezroya Umelakayim Umutarin Ba'achila V'kol Shekein Bahano. Kelayim of other mixed seeds may not be planted or allowed to remain, but they may be eaten, and certainly other kinds of benefit are permitted. Kelay Begodim Mutarin B'chol Dover V'einan Asurin Ela Melilbaish. Shatnez clothing may be produced and allowed to remain, but they may not be worn. Kelay Behema Mutarin Legadol Ulakayim V'einan Asurin Ela Melharbia. A hybrid animal may be raised and allowed to remain, but it is forbidden only to force one species to mate with another. Kelay behema asurim ze boze. It is forbidden to breed a mule that has a horse father and donkey mother, together with a mule that has a donkey father and horse mother. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtes Kelim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis. Behema im behema, v'chaya im chaya. Whether it is one behema with a different behema, or a chaya with a different chaya, behema im chaya, v'chaya im behema, or a behema with a chaya, or a chaya with a behema, temeya im temeya, utahira im tahira, which is a non-kosher animal with a different non-kosher animal, or a kosher animal with a different kosher animal, temeya im tahira, utahira im temeya, or a non-kosher animal with a kosher animal, asuin lachroish v'limshaych ulahanhig. It is forbidden to plow these animals together. It is also forbidden to have them pull a load. It's as well forbidden to tie them together and drive them even without a load. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtes Klayim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Gimel. Hamanhig Seifik Esar Bayim, Vehayeshev Bekoran, Seifik Esar Bayim. Both the driver and the person who sits in the wagon are liable for lashes, for makas. Reb Meir Paiter. Reb Meir exempts the person sitting in the wagon, since he did not do anything. Vehashlishis Shehi Kishura Lirtsuois Asuro. If two horses draw a wagon and a third donkey is attached to the straps, it is forbidden. That is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtes Kelim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Ein Kaishrin es Hasus lo litzdidei hakorin velo laacher hakorin velo es haluvdekin lagmalim. If a wagon is pulled by oxen, one may not attach a horse even to the sides or back of the wagon. If a wagon is pulled by camels, one may not attach a luvdik, which is a giant donkey, to help push it. Even though the camels are stronger than the luvdik, it still helps them with the load. Reb Yehuda Aymer, Kol ha-nolodim min hasus, af al pi sha'avim chamor, mutarin ze im ze. V'chein ha-nolodim min ha-chamor, af al pi sha'avim sus, mutarin ze im ze. Reb Yehuda said that one may work with two mules, both of whom have horse mothers and donkey fathers, or donkey mothers and horse fathers. Aval hanoladim min hasus im hanoldin mechamor Asurin ze imze. If one mule has a horse mother and the other has a donkey mother, they may not work together. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtes Klayim, Perikhes Mishnah Hei. Haprutiyos Asurais Varemach Mutter. When a mule is still young, it is impossible to tell whether its father was a donkey and mother a horse, or vice versa. Therefore, one may not work with these two young mules together. One, though, may work a Ramach breed of horse together with other horses, even though the Ramach breed resembles a donkey. Va'ad nehasoda chaya. An orangutan is considered a chaya, that when it dies, it has the tumah status of a nevela. Rabbi Yossi Omer, metamiyos ba'oil ka'adam. Rabbi Yossi said that it has the tumah status of a dead person who imparts impurity to anyone under the same roof. Hakupa, porcupines, v'chuldas hasnoyim, which are bush weasels, chaya. They have a status of a chaya. Chuldas hasnoyim, Rabbi Yossi Omer, b'shamay Omerim, mitama kezayis b'masa, uka'adosha b'maga. Rabbi Yossi said that according to Beis Shammai, it is uncertain whether a bush weasel is a chaya or a sheretz. Therefore, a kezayis of its flesh imparts tumah when carried, like the law is with a status of a chaya. But a ka'adosha, which is a lentil-sized piece of its flesh, would impart tumah when it is touched, just like the law of a sheretz. And that is the end of Mishnah Hay. Masechtes Klayim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Vav. Shor bar min behema. A wild ox is a behema. It has the status of a behema. Rabbi Yossi Omer min chaya. Rabbi Yossi said it has the status of a chaya. Kelev min chaya. A dog has the status of a chaya. Remeir Omer min behema. Remeir said it has the status of a behema. Chazir min behema. A pig has the status of a behema. Aroid min chaya. A wild donkey has the status of a chaya. Hapil v'hakoif min chaya. Elephants and monkeys have a status of a chaya. V'odam mutter im kulam limshoich v'lachroish ulahanhig. A human being may pull, or he may plow with, or he may guide from behind any animal. And that's the end of Mishnah Vav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.